We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines on the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We're going to learn a little bit about Yain Nesach now. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechem, Shem Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, also other Yainas, not Afka Yain Nesach, but the Shloisha Yainas saying, there's three levels when it comes to wine that has Shaychas to a Goy, to a non-Jew. Yain Nesach is the first level, that's Yain that the Goy actually poured to Avodah Zarah. So Halacha is Asa Bahano, you can't have any benefit from this Yain. Not only that, if you yourself now the Yid goes into the same oil, same house as that wine, or touches the wine, he becomes tamei meis. He becomes tamei for 7 days. It's matame tumah chamur bekazayis. It's a kazayis, and matame him in the oil, and matame him like a meis. Stam yeinom. If it's stam yeinom, which means you don't know the guy has the wine in his house, but you don't know that he poured it avodah zarah. So asa bahana, it's also asa bahana. You can't have any benefit from it. Umatama tumas mashkin v'shvius and v'revius. Umatama tumas mashkin v'revius. Now, what does that mean exactly? So Rashi learns an interesting pshat. It says that it means it's makabel tumah. Once it's a revius, it's makabel tumah. So first of all, he says he need a revius to makabel tumah, and he says it's makabel tumah. Frank Tyson is like, what's the havah mean? If it causes yain nesach, it won't be makabel tumah. Every mashkin is makabel tumah. And also Tyson says that we know that mashka is makabel tumah even less than a revius. So what is going on over here? That's what Tosis asks on Rashi. Tosis is printed on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Divrei Maaseh Matame. Therefore, Tosis around 6 lines on the bottom says, "V'nir lefarish tahach tumas the stam yenim gozru v'apeloi magasheretz lo yachmiru ligzar tuma pachos meravias." He says what when you learn parts of Shad is that yain nesach mamish is like tuma meis. Stam yenim also has tuma, but as tuma is like a mashka, as tuma like a when it's a revias, it has tuma that we gave it a tuma. So that's level two. You have level one is Yain Nesach. Level two is Stam Yena. Level three is a Mafkid Yena Yitzvah Chavim. You have your own wine. And you gave it to the guy to watch for safekeeping. The halacha is also B'Shashiyah Mutvano. It's also to drink, but it's Mutvano. We have to see why. It's also to drink, but it's Mutvano. You have to watch that Stam Yena. Right about Kasha, why is it not Stam Yena? By the time of the Mishnah, a Mafkid Piroyis Yitzvah Chavim. If you give Paris to a guy, and going, this man Yama holds that a guy's Paris in Eretz Yisrael also has chayv and chumas and maestros. So amaf ke peroyso etz v'chavim, harein ke peroyso shor v'chavim. We now consider it like the Paris of a guy because he's scared. He switched it. L'shvius v'lemaisa, yichayv v'shvius v'maisa because he switched it. So what do you see? We're worried about switching. So now when I give wine to a guy, I got his wine. If I got his wine, it should be stam yenom. It should be osvano as well. Why is it only osvano shvius? Osvano. And for the Gemara, we're going to Yachalei Karen Zavis. The guy, when you put it in his house, he didn't touch it. He said, here, put it in that corner, and he put it into the cubby. He has a key, gives you the key, and finished. So he's not touching it. It's locked up. And he has a self-storage for the oilam, and he gave you the key. You have the key. So for the Gemara, if that's the case, what do we worry about? The Yachi, if that's the case, you put the wine in the Karen Zavis, Yachi B'Shtiyah Namilu Shri, Shemot B'Shtiyah. The Rabbi Yechanan Iklo L'Parvod, Rabbi Yechanan went to Barva, Adama Klum Yash Mishnas Bar Kapara. Right, Bar Kapara was nifta already. He says, they don't here know anything from Bar Kapara. Tonali Rav Tankov de Parvad, Rav Tankov from Parvad told him over a memra, Hamafkid Yene Yitzav Echavim, Mutta Vashtia. It's Mutta Vashtia because he gave him a Karen Zavis. Kari Allah, and he said about that town, that city, and that Bar Kapara, Mokoim Shiyupal Eitz Shom Yu. With the eight falls, he'll be there. Sham Yu Sakadaitach, will he be there forever? Is Bar Kapara alive? He's not alive anymore. And the Gemara, El Sham Yu Peirosav, his Peiros will be there. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that Manav Shach was saying, if the Dok Karen Zavis, so then it's Aser Bahanov, could Stam Yedem, was kid that switched it. Teretz says, he gave him Karen Zavis. If he gave him Karen Zavis, so then why is it Aser Vishtia? Lachar, we have a member of Bar Kapara, that if you mafkid yena, you gave a Karen Zavis, it's mutter bahana, mutter b'shtia also. It's mutter. So what's going on? Is it also a mutter? So my answer is, Om Rav Zeira, loy kasha, ho Rav Liezer, ho Rabbanam. It's taka machlikis, Rav Liezer, Rabbanam. The time of the Raisa, echad alakeach, vechad asoyech erbayis b'chaser shevchavim, someone who buys a house or rents a house in the chos of a guy, umalu yayin, he filled up a barrel of wine there, mafteach, oichos v'av Yisrael, and there is a chaisim or a key of Yad Shalom. It means one chaisim, like before, we had a Karen Zavis, he has one shmir on it. Rabbi Eliezer Matir. It's Mutter, Chamo Yisrim, Chamo, it's Aser. So this is the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he brings down the Meister of Akharas going to Rabbi Eliezer. Mashainkein, the memra of Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira that says that the mafkiyena is also b'shia is going to Rabbanim. Now, what's takapshat? It's also b'shia, not also b'hanah. If you're worried that he switched it, why not also b'hanah? So that Tosfos explains that be'etzem, the when you have a Jewish wine by the guy, he doesn't really pour that for Avodah Zarah. He doesn't take your wine to pour for Avodah Zarah. He doesn't do that. And therefore, we're only worried about ichlufe. We're only worried about switching it. He says, we're not so worried about switching akide kafti osa bahanah, since the whole issa stam yein is only osa rabbanon, so here you have to have two chashas. First of all, it's only stam yeinam. And second of all, it was switched, so therefore you're only osa b'shasiya, not bahanah. So it comes like this. Rabbi Eliezer, it's mutter with one chaysim. Quinta chamim, one chaysim is not enough, but it's only osa b'shasiya, not osa bahanah. Om Rav Chia b'Reid Rav Chia ben Achmeni, Om Rav Chista Om Rav, Ba'amri lo Om Rav Chista Om Aziri, Ba'amri lo Om Rav Chista Om Le'aba Bar Chama, Hokim Aziri, Halacha K'Rav Eliezer. We pass like Rav Eliezer, and it sounds like we pass like Rav Eliezer, if it has one chaysim, that's enough. We pass like Rav Eliezer, one chaysim is enough. Are you going to ask me a bumper kasha that we had on 2 days ago's daf, on Chavtesa on Bezna Badam? It says there that Chaymetz only needs one chaysim. Why only needs one chaysim? Because it's not a chashash in a port for Avodah Zarah. L'chaira, you should need two, and mashma, wine is two chasamas. But first, there, wine is two chasamas. And here we pass the Rav Eliezer.
What's the minimum of one
chasam? Two chasam is harder to make a mezayif. It's hard to forge. Two chasamas. Right? Two simanim very much harder to do. That's the mile of two chasamas. One chasam, you could do. Huh?
Ziyuf is the problem?
Huh?
Ziyuf is the problem?
Yeah, ziyuf. You switch it, and then redo the chasam. So one is very easy to do. Two of them is much harder to do. So coming over here, the one chaysim is not according to Eliezer. We're passing like that. The problem is the four sound like you need two chaysomas, according to halacha. So Tais has a kash, Tais has a chilek. If it's in the guy's house, then it's enough with one chaysim, because he knows you know the chaysim, and he's scared to switch it. But when you send the shliach knows the person he's bringing it to doesn't recognize the chaysim, so they only works with two chaysomas. There's a difference between a shliach and pekadon. That's Tais's yisoid. A shliach needs two chaysomas. So the Maravaita, Amar Rav Elazar, Hakol Mishtamer B'Choysim Echod, everything is enough with one choysim, all type of foods, Chutz Min HaYayin, Shem Mishtamer Choysim Echod, Yayin is not enough with one choysim. Rav Yechon Amar, Afilu Yayin Mishtamer Choysim Echod, even Yayin is enough with one choysim. V'loy Pligi, Rav Elazar and Rav Yechon Amar, I'm not really arguing, Hakor Rav Eliezer, Hakor Rabbana, one saying like Rav Eliezer, and one saying like Rabbana, that's all. Ike Damri, Amar Rav Elazar, Hakol Mishtamer B'Choysim Echoysim, Chutz Min HaYayin. Yayin, two chasamas doesn't help. Shem mishtam chayis b'sei chayisim, even two chasamas don't help. Rav Yechon Amar, fill yayin mishtam chayis b'sei chayisim. Even wine works b'chayis b'sei chayisim. V'tavayu k'rabbanon. Both are going like the Rabbanon. That one chayis is not enough. You need two. Marsav, a keep you rabbar leha, the Rabbi Eliezer, b'chayis mecha. Avachayis b'sei chayisim, shari. One thing I want to say is Rabbanon, argue Rabbi Eliezer by one chayisim. By two chasamas, they hold it's better. Well, Mar Savar, the Rabbanon holds always also. You're not like give wine to a guy. I feel a chayis b'sei chayisim, ask me, it's also. Now I want to give three examples of a chaysim say chaysim. Hechidami chaysim say chaysim. What's an example of two chaysamas? Amarava, agna apuma de chavita. You take a like a bowl and you put it on top of the barrel, and then shrika, then you cement it. That's simon one. Vechasima. Then on the cement you write a signature. So it's very hard to do. First of all, you have your cemented thing on top, and number two, you have your signature on it. Have a chaysim say chaysim. That v'loy, if you don't make the signature, it's not good. It has to have both things, the signature and the cement. Case number two, dikula umehidik. It means you have a cemented cover, and then on top of the cemented cover, you place a basket. Now, a basket usually is not so snug, but here it's snug. So it's very hard to redo it. Once you take it off, it gets loose, and to find a dikula that's snug on top of a barrel is extremely difficult. The kula mehidik have a chayis v'chayisim. Loi mehidik, if it's not tight, lo have a chayis v'chayisim, because that's not so difficult.
Where's the two over here?
The two is, it's cemented. Cement is one. And second of all, the second one is the basket on top.
Where's the cement over here?
That here already was cemented. What? Right, so you have to know the sugya. That's why. That's the case. That's the answer. So you have a kasha. I'll say a teretz. You have a kasha. What's that? What teretz is? It was cemented on. The cover was cemented on, and afterwards you put the kula on top of it. And that way you put the glue on it, and it's meant to be, and the glue is not cemented. The glue is just tight, and that's enough. It's already it's ganz klar. Chayis means the two things. That's the two things. Noid bidiskaya. I see you're looking at the article. If it has different pshat, let me know. Noid bidiskaya. This is the pshat. Pshat is that it's cemented and it has the glue on top of it. If you have a different pshat, let me know. Noid bidiskaya. How do you have by a pouch, a leather pouch, how do you have a simim sech seven? Noich b'diskaya chasimis piv lamata, have a chosim chosim, which means like this. You have a pouch that's a knot, you put it upside down in a pouch with another knot on top. So it has two knots. But it's not stam two knots, it's turned over, so it's much bigger tircha. But piv lamayla, lo have a chosim chosim. If the piv is lamayla, if both things are on top, it's not a big deal. But the kayif puma legav, if you push it down, like the middle where it's tied, you push it in, and then it has two ends come up, and you tie that at the top. You ever saw a pouch, something that's like a soft, you can push it in, the knot that it did on top, you pushed in, then the top, you tie it on top. That's another case of a simon tech simon. Kayef pumei legav, v'tzayar v'choysim, ha'v'choysim v'choysim, another case of choysim v'choysim. There are three cases of choysim v'choysim. Number one case was, it was cement, a cover was cemented on plus a signature. Second time there was cement plus a dekula on top of it. And third one is noid b'diskaya. Now, Rav Mordechai, you have another pshat in the middle case? No. Okay. So those are three pshatim in choysim v'choysim.